Hey everyone, it's Daryl Turner and welcome to this week's podcast. This week, I want to talk about the difference between completers and achievers. You know, it's really interesting how when we know what to do, it's pretty easy, or at least how about simple, that we're able to actually do the things that we know we need to do. But when we understand why we should be doing something, or we understand from the goal backward, it's a lot easier to see the whole picture, right? To see the vision. And that, my friends, is the difference between a completer and an achiever. In this episode, I want to talk about what that difference really looks like. You know, many times people get task oriented, they're clicking boxes, you know, checking off tasks, getting things done like that, but they're thinking about it from the function of what they have to do, from the task that needs to be checked off. You know, make X number of sales calls, make X number of prospecting phone calls, engage with X number of prospects, or visit X number of customers. Those are all things that if we're not careful, they just end up being checked off as completed, right? But in essence, let me ask you, why would you make prospecting calls? Because when you think about that goal, the outcome, the desired result of the reason why you're doing it, now you have a goal that you can actually work toward achieving. Now, a real funny story, not so funny to me this last weekend, but we were actually home and we were cleaning our boat. And my wife Raquel asked me, would you help me clean the boat and would you clean the windows? And so, yes, I would. Now, in the shade at our home last weekend, in the shade, it was 100 degrees. And so I'm cleaning the windows. And of course, it's on the lift under the cover. And she's cleaning the seats super diligent. And I'm sitting here thinking, it's really hot right now, right? I'm not having fun cleaning these windows. But in essence, I asked her, I said, how are you doing? In other words, what I'm really looking for is how much time she's going to want to spend to do this. And she looked at me and said, I'm an achiever right now. And I know what she meant because she throws my words back at me in fun quite often. And she nailed me. Look, I'm cleaning these windows to check it off a list. It's 100 in the shade. I'd rather be swimming in the lake than sitting on a boat on a lift cleaning the windows. To me, I'm checking it off the list. Now, did I realize I was checking it off the list? See, here's the ironic part. No, I didn't. But when she said that to me, I realized she's 100% right. She was on a mission. She wanted a clean, sparkling boat. That's what she saw in her mind. To me, I see Windex in one hand and paper towels in another, right? And I'm cleaning the windows, hoping to be done, complete with the task, but not thinking about achieving the ultimate goal. Why? I didn't see the ultimate goal. The goal to me was to go jump in a lake or relax on the deck a little bit. It wasn't to clean windows in 100 degree weather. It needed to be done. And when she asked for help, of course I'll help, but I had the wrong mindset. Now, we laughed about it. And of course, you know, it's come up a couple of times since then. But how about you and your business? Are you focused on achieving the goal? Are you working backwards? In other words, do you see the vision of what you're attempting to achieve? And then working backwards to the same things that you need to fulfill in order to achieve it? Or are you just operating on a check the box steps? You know, it's interesting because in sales, in our business, 80% of customer conversions happen between the fifth and 12th effective sales call. And I can remember walking by a coach's office one day and actually having someone say, I could hear it, that they're not really sure why this person has not given them business yet because they've called on them 12 times. And as Daryl said, right, are you tracking with me? This person actually thought if they call on them 12 times, they're going to get business. No, if you call on them 12 times, you will have completed 12 calls, okay? It doesn't mean that you can check that off your list as automatically going to happen. So my question to you is this. In your day-to-day function, your day-to-day role in your business, are you a completer or are you an achiever? You know, I asked a group one time to write down a group of salespeople who are not strictly paid on commission. I asked them to write down a list of all the things they do in the day. And the list is always long. Why? Because we definitely are all looking to justify what we do in a day, right? So their list was very long, and I was going to turn it over. And on the backside, I want you to write down what you would do if you were paid strictly on commission. In other words, if you didn't generate new dollars of revenue, not existing dollars, but if you didn't generate new dollars of revenue, you would make nothing. What would your day look like? Now, here's what was really interesting. At the end of the day, when both sides of the page are completed, which, by the way, the second side of the page is always a lot shorter than the first side of the page, right? Because now they're focused on achieving. On the first part, here's the magic of this. The first page, these are all the things that they complete in a day. But when the game changes and the perspective is now renewed toward the reason why they're doing certain things, and that comes through the scenario of if you were paid strictly on commission for the generation of new dollars of revenue, what would your day look like? I just made them an achiever. You see, an achiever has a much shorter list than a completer, because a completer puts the value of their role or self-value in their position as what they can complete in a day, right? And an achiever sees it differently, what they achieve in a day, what they achieve in a week. In other words, what is done to the fullest with a result coming back. Now, for some of you, this may be a little convicting. This last weekend, it was a little convicting for me. I was called out in a fun, humorous way. What's the moral of the story there? Hey, achievers, days, you have days that you're completers, right? Completers, and if it's really meaningful to you, you become an achiever. It's not a personality trait, completer, achiever. It's a mindset. Where are we in this? And the goal would be to always focus on the achiever side of the equation and not just the completer side. Now, don't get me wrong. There are many positions, many functions, many roles, many tasks that we have to do that would be something that we complete. But at the end of the day, what pays all of our bills is achieving. It's the end result of picturing the goal and working backwards. So if you're a little convicted on this podcast today, reanalyze some things. Are you just cleaning windows to check it off your list? Or are you looking for a sparkling boat? I hope this podcast has helped you. And as always, pass it on to other people in the business. And again, if anytime you have a topic you would like me to cover, please email me directly at info@darylturner.com. Thanks for joining me on this week's podcast. Have a great day. Go achieve something great.